Serena Morales alongside Miles Simmons with your Rams report. We are here in Thousand Oaks. We wrapped up OTAs. We wrapped up the second day of mini camps. Miles, offensively, watching this team, I saw Brandon Cooks and Jared Goff connect and Brandon Cooks' speed. What did you see?
Well, a lot of that for sure. I saw a sharp offense. I think something that we talked about a little bit as OTAs were starting just out here on the field watching practice, this team did not look like a team that was just beginning OTAs, and I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that they're in the second year of this offensive system. This has been a while now since the Rams have gone into a season with the same offensive play caller as the year before, right? I mean,
right.
You got to
so
go
many
back.
Changes.
Yes, you got to go back to really 2014, the last time that happened. And so I think because of that, the offense has been able to take a lot of strides that it might not have been able to otherwise.
So they look good. So does Sean McVay, his second year with this team. What are your takeaways from Coach?
Well, I think the players right now are really expressing it, and that is that this is Sean McVay's ball club. I was talking to Michael Brockers after practice today, and he said one of the things that he's definitely noticed is that guys recognize Sean McVay as the man, right? It's not like they didn't do that last year, but especially now with rookies coming in. Look, this is a team that won 11 games, that won a division title and made it to the postseason. That gives a head coach more clout than a guy that just comes in that's coming off being an offensive coordinator. So I think that now is something that's different in year two.
Something that's also different, we've got one of the best secondaries in the NFL. You had a great defensive line. I've been watching defense a lot with Wade Phillips. What are you seeing there?
I think the biggest thing right now is that these guys are starting to gel. And a lot of times you can't quite do that until you get pads on, until you're really facing an opponent. One of the interesting things I thought about this offseason program, Serena, is that we didn't see the Rams go 1v1s that much. Okay. You know, you saw a lot of scout team 1v2s and that kind of thing. So when the ones are going against the ones in the training camp sessions,
yeah,
you know, once they start getting pads on, that's when I really think we'll start to see guys really take strides. But even just seeing Marcus Peters out there, Aqib Talib out there,
a
you can tell. Yes, they got a lot of personality, but they've also got ball skills.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think is definitely going to translate going forward.
Overall observations, you know, as the newbie here, I'm looking to you to give me, you know, some insight going into, you know, training camp.
I think just right now, this team understands that there are expectations, and that because of that, you really have to stick to that one day at a time approach and the process that we always hear Sean McVay talk about. You know, you don't get too far ahead of yourself. You have to be present in that moment and go through things one day at a time. So far, the Rams seem to have been able to do that,
okay,
right? And
yeah,
I think if they can continue to do that into training camp, that's what's really going to breed success. Look, we all know the kind of expectations that are on this team right now, if for no other reason than because of all the success that they had last year. And then you bring in all these different additions this year that really made sense. It's not like they were just going out and adding names to add
right.
names.
Everybody everywhere.
Right. I mean, but you look at the offseason needs that the Rams had coming into this. You know, you wanted to get a couple of dynamic corners, and you were able to do that with Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters. You wanted to add to the pass rush. You were able to do that with Sue. And you really replaced Sammy Watkins with somebody who has arguably had better production in the league so far in Brandon Cooks. So you take all of that, you say, all right, this offseason program's gone well. What does training camp mean next? And as long as they're still taking that one day at a time approach in training camp, I think the Rams are going to have success.
Yeah, and success as well as tomorrow, a nice field day for the team, right?
I like the way you put that, a field day, because the Rams are going down to the LA Stadium and Entertainment District. It's going to be fun to be able to see that and see how the stadium is growing. I really haven't been there, actually, since the groundbreaking ceremony. That was all the way back, I think, in November of 2016. So clearly, there's been a ton of progress
yeah.
there. Always fun to see it when you're flying into LAX, and now we're going to start to see what is going to be a tremendous facility for the Rams.
Right, it's exciting. 2020, we're looking forward to that, so the team's going to check that out, and we are also going to check you out when we're in Irvine for training camp.
Absolutely, I'm looking forward to that. Third year down there at Irvine should be a fun time.
I'm excited. You can check it all out at therams.com.